illumination. I am exquisite. Whatever I do it exquisitely. Yes, indeed. I am exquisite. And whatever I do it exquisitely. Now, what does exquisite mean? Exquisite means very well, beautifully, harmoniously, wonderfully, expressively, magnificently. Who in your world have you ever thought about who is exquisite? What person have you ever met in your life who is exquisite? Think about it. We really don't think about people very often as being exquisite, but they are. Now, would you say that a wealthy person is exquisite? Well, he does seem that way. She does seem that way. Is a successful person exquisite? Well, they do seem that way. They do seem to be very exquisite in everything they do. They are successful. Is a doctor exquisite as a brain surgeon who knows his business so perfectly? He knows every aspect of being a brain surgeon, but he knows a secondary quality of that, and that is the quality of, in his heart, in his mind, knowing that he is good and very good, and what he does is successful and very successful. The doctor is exquisite. Yes. And you and I, we are exquisite when we put in our consciousness the thought that everything we do is done marvelously, wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly, and now. Now, how does a child do an exquisite painting? Well, a good example, really. A child does an exquisite painting by just being itself. In the child's eye, in his mind's eye, the child sees what it wants to do. It sees that it wants to express a picture of its daddy. And so it paints this picture of its father. And the picture is very beautiful. It's a stick man, and he has a hat or no hat, and he has whatever represents the child's father to him. And now you come along with your sophisticated look and with your inability to see as the child sees in absolute perfection, and you say, "What is that?" And the child says, "That's you, Dad, that's you." And you say to yourself, "Well now, that's a way of looking at me that I had never thought of before. You are excellent, son. You're exquisite. You know exactly how to bring out the features in me that tell me all about myself. Now, son, so I can get the fullness of what you have in mind, would you like to describe to me what you have done here?" And so he says, "Yes." And then he looks at his painting and he says, "Now, Dad, you see the right arm over here. This is the right arm. It's up, and it's got a present in its hand for me, because you always have a present in your hand for me. And the left hand is over here, and that's on my shoulder. And that hand is always saying, 'I know you can do anything, son. I know you're wonderful. You're my son, and you can do anything.' And then, do you see my foot here? My foot is on the ground, and you can't see it, but next to my foot is my cat. And my cat is just cuddled up next to my foot. And my other foot down here has my dog next to it, cuddled up right next to me. And you know, Dan, do you know what I'm looking at?" "What are you looking at, son?" "I'm looking at Mom. And I am seeing Mom, the most wonderful lady in the world, the most wonderful person in the world. She is a genius. Did you know that, Dad? She is a genius. And you say, oh, I agree with you. I agree with you. Son, do you have any other aspects of your picture that you want to share with me? Oh, yes, Dad, but not right now. Right now, I have some other things to do. I want to go play. Okay. And the father doesn't push your question because he knows that the son has said what he wanted to say. And for him, the picture is complete. For him, it is exquisite beyond words. For him, the measure of the picture takes on new dimensions because the son was able to describe it so completely without reservation, without trying to make it sound good or bad or say, I am an artist, I am this, I'm that. He says, now, next to me is this, and there is that, and my hand is, and your hand is. And as he says these things, they are visualized in his mind. They're visualized in his heart. They're visualized in everything he does. And he is truly a most exquisite child. Now, can everything that we do in our life be exquisite? Can we be ourselves and go and touch our son and say, son, you're wonderful. And then go away and let that be enough. Do we make the exquisite remark so that our son doesn't feel pushed or overkill? Do we know just how to do so much? Do we run out and play after we've finished our exquisite artwork? What do we do? Are we able to live our life in the presence of our own exquisite personality, our own exquisite talent, genius, and ability? And the answer, of course, is yes. Do we want to do that? Or do we need praise? Do we need anyone to say, that's a good painting? If I were to say to my son, that's a good painting, son, am I talking about what he told me the painting was or what I sensed the painting was? Am I talking about what the feeling in my heart was when I saw that painting? Did I see the depth of my son's personality being shining through the marks that he made on that piece of paper? Did I look beyond? Did I see in the subconscious mind the magnificence, the genius that's there right now? I can, you know. I can and I do. And I am exquisite when I do. Do I look at the sunset and I say, glorious, beautiful? Do I look at the rainstorm that's coming down in buckets, cats and dogs? Do I look at the rainstorm and do I say to myself, wow, what violence there is in the sky? Or do I look at the rainstorm and say, wow, what glorious power there is in the rainstorm? How beautiful that is, and how controlled it is, and how it does exactly what I say. And it does. It does exactly what I say. It does exactly how I feel. It does exactly, and that's really all that matters. We are exquisite. I am exquisite. And whatever I do it exquisitely. I look at my home, and I look at my family, and I look at my life. I look at my job. I look at my house. I look at the things that I'm working on. I look at everything I do. I look at my family. I look at my associates at work. I look at everyone in my world, and I see everyone exquisite. I look beyond the illusion on the paper that my son drew a picture on. And I see what he had in mind. I can see my hand, his hand, my hand on his shoulder. Yes, my hand on his shoulder. You see, the vision wasn't really powerful and controlling, but now it is. He said, Dad, you have your hand on my shoulder. And he said, yes, that's my left hand, and that's my right hand, and that's what they're doing. And I sort of have to remember because it wasn't so obvious, but it was in my son's mind, and that's the most exquisite thing in the world. He loves his family. He loves his parents. He loves himself. Do you love yourself? Are you exquisite? I believe you are. I believe you are the most wonderful, beautiful, illumined being that the world has ever known. And as you exquisitely live in every moment of your life, you see the fulfillment of every desire of your heart. Revealed now and wonderfully revealed and fully revealed, it is revealed in ways that you just never could believe or realize unless you let go and let your subconscious mind reveal to you, let your inner divine self reveal to you how magical it is, how wonderful it is, and how complete it is right now. I am exquisite. You are exquisite. We all are exquisite. Our life is exquisite. But it's exquisite because we do not think about it. We just let it be. And we let that wisdom, that exquisiteness, that joy, that love come from the depth of our being and sparkle through everything we do. And every person, including ourselves, who looks at what we do, calls it good and very good. Truly, that's what it is. And truly, that's where you are and that's where I am. And truly, that's all that matters. That's all that it matters to you or to me or to anyone else. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you.